I'd like to announce on behalf of the Edmonton Oilers today the signing of Todd McLellan as our new head coach. Todd brings with him a wealth of experience, a level of energy, an intellect that I haven't seen in a long time. He's been a coach for a number of years, most recently a couple of days ago where he won the gold medal with Team Canada over in Prague. I had a chance to meet with him over there and talk at length on a number of different levels, and very impressed with him, meeting him face to face. I had been very impressed with his teams over the years in the NHL with Detroit and with San Jose. We talked a couple weeks ago at my press conference about different ways of playing hard rather than just trying to switch out a whole team's roster. And both those teams in Detroit and San Jose, you look at them and how they play and the personnel, and they know how to play hard. And Todd's one of the main reasons for that, and instilling a level of confidence, energy, and discipline into these players. So, so very happy to introduce Todd as the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers.
I guess it's my turn. Thanks, Peter. On behalf of myself and my family, my wife Debbie and my two boys, Tyson and Cale, I'd like to thank Daryl Cates and his family for allowing me and us the opportunity to become part of the Oilers family, to become part of the Oilers community here in Edmonton. And we're very, very excited about it. Bob Nicholson, Peter Chiarelli, Kevin Lowe, the remainder of the staff have all played an important part in my decision to join the hockey club. I was looking for an opportunity to be involved with very good people that have a passion and an energy level that was very high, and I think that I've discovered that this group has that. The desire to work towards success was very evident when I met with each of them, and that's something that I was looking forward to with a new hockey club. And, you know, the players then came into play, and having spent time with Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle over the past 2 weeks, two great young men that have a skill set and a hockey sense that any team would love to have. There's obviously many other assets in the organization and within the team that are very enticing and exciting to be around. And I look forward to meeting that group and working with that group moving forward. So. Thank you to everybody for allowing me the opportunity, and I look forward to it.
Great. Thanks very much, gentlemen. At this time, we're going to take questions from the floor. Again, if you can please just raise your hand, and once I acknowledge you, go ahead. Ryan? Right behind you. Just hang on.
Maybe just a question for both of you. Todd, there were a lot of teams out there that needed head coaches in this offseason, but it seems like the focus has been with Edmonton almost from the start. Can you maybe just discuss why it was an immediate good fit for you? And Peter, same question to you. A lot of coaches out there, Mike Babcock among them, speculation was that you guys might be looking into that as well. Why was it Todd right from the start?
I'll start, Todd. The reason why Todd was the top candidate in my mind was a couple of things that I had mentioned about in my opening comments. I really, watching his teams over the years, like he's taken team, at least from just from a San Jose perspective, he's taken team with a number of young players and have taken to a level that where, although it's short of a cup, that close to a cup on a number of occasions. And I've seen what he's done with those players. Talking about those types of skilled players that learn how to play hard, I think he's done a good job at doing that. His level of energy and his level of thinking really impressed me. And if you look at him behind the bench, he's active. I think he's a terrific bench manager. A lot of reasons. You get, in my time in Boston, we didn't play the Sharks a lot, but whenever we played them, they were hard games. They were games where adjustments were being made all the time. They were heavy on the puck, and he really looked like he enjoyed coaching. So a number of those reasons helped me make my decision in choosing Todd.
And for me, Ryan, first of all, condolences to your family. I know you're supposed to be overseas and you didn't make it, so we were thinking of you and your family. For me, again, I think I addressed it somewhat. There are tremendous owners, there's tremendous organizations in the National Hockey League that are full of talent and people that want to win. And that's what I was looking for. But once I settled in and met with the people in this organization, in the Oilers organization or family that are making decisions moving forward, I felt very comfortable with it. I'm a Western Canada boy. My wife's from Western Canada. I enjoy the Western Conference. It's not a job of convenience, don't get me wrong there. But it fit for how I for what I want to look for in the future as a coach. Young players that are craving to win, finding ways to win. And again, having spent some time with Jordan and Taylor, I think it was evident that I think we would have some good days ahead of us. They won't all be great. It's very easy when you're winning 10 or 11 games in a row overseas to be comfortable. There will be painful days ahead for all of us. We know that. But for me, your gut tells you when it's right, the people. And that convinced me that this was the right spot for myself and my family.
Jason and Bryn.
Todd, Jason Greger from TSN 1260. In San Jose, you had some real all-star veterans, but you brought along guys like Couture and Vlasic and Pavelski and many others, become them your next guys. Here, there's not a lot of that leadership core yet. Taylor and Jordan, the two longest standing orders. How do you bring along the young guys with veterans? Do you think it's necessary to have some veterans insulating the young guys as they learn how to win?
I think there's veterans in this organization right now. Matty Hendricks and Boyd Gordon, those type of players, Ferentz. The important thing in that situation is to blend that. You can't have separation of older players that have many warrior wounds on them and the young guys that are coming along without those wounds and everybody going their own direction. You have to blend them, and everybody's important in an organization. You can have the grizzled veteran, if you will, for lack of a better term, that maybe his game is more of on a decline than an incline, but you can have the young superstar coming up. They have to find ways to intermingle and to mesh so that their assets come out on a daily basis. And I don't know the group well enough yet to say that exists. I think there's work to do there. But you have to create the right environment, the right foundation to bring that out on a daily basis. And the game is the reward for the players to play. That's the easy part. It's everything that goes into it. It's the practice time, it's the road time, it's the commitment level away from the rink, at the rink, where they have to mesh. I've talked in the past about leadership. Who's more important, the leader or the followers? They all have to work together. As time goes on here, we'll figure out the group, and inevitably somebody will step to the front and make sure that's the right guy.
Bryn and then Terry.
Hi, Todd. Bryn Griffiths from K97. Taking a look at your numbers when through your career in San Jose on the power play, sensational except for 1 year, but why were you so successful with your power play there, and how can you bring that skill set to a young group like this one?
Well, as a coach, I believe that most of us are wired to show the players how. This is how we're doing things, and I don't think we take the time to get them to understand why. And for us, our power play did certain things. We taught them how, but we tried to get them to accept why we were doing it, what the results were for doing certain things. And we'll try and bring that here to Edmonton. They've had tremendous pieces on the power play. You obviously saw it improve as the year went on here. Some very gifted players that can play in those situations, but there's some principles that have to be in place for power plays to be successful, and often those are the hardest things to get finalized. Once those are in place and players believe that they can have a chance at success with it, then their skill set comes out. So we hope to transform that and bring it here, but there are no guarantees. We're starting from scratch. We've got a lot of work ahead of us in all areas of the game, not just the power play.
Terry, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back yourself.
You look way better than I do for a long flight.
Yeah, you had a private plane.
Okay. They didn't fly you back privately?
No.
We got to talk to your boss.
We do. Peter, to start with, Todd had about a week and a bit ago made the statement that you know when you found your wife, you don't need to make a whole lot of dates after that. And it was about 2 days after you left town in Prague. Can you describe it from your end on this marriage? And Todd, could you kind of go through the timeline of when you knew and how you knew and how many other conversations you might have had after the fact?
It happened fairly quickly as far as trying to set something up, and we wanted to get ahead of it with Todd, so I went over to Prague and we spent 3 or 4 hours on a number of different things, and I had a fairly exhaustive checklist to go through with him, and he had a lot of questions for me, felt it was a better time in the tournament earlier on, competition, the pace, the daily schedule grind wasn't kind of up to speed yet, so it was a good time to do it. I knew there'd be a lot of teams that wanted to talk to Todd, so I wanted kind of to be first in to let him digest it and get to know me and what we're about here and what we're trying to do here. So timing and opportunity was good, and the fact that he had some time was good too. And just wanted to, he's the guy that we wanted, and I wanted to get on it in a hurry. I was trying to stay away from the marriage metaphor, but yeah. We can talk about that later if you want. But
yeah, it's probably not a good analogy, but that's the best way for me to describe it. Really, when it came down to it, like I said earlier, there's a number of tremendous opportunities that exist in the National Hockey League right now, and there's a great coaching pool out there. But after meeting with Peter and asking him, we asked each other some pretty direct questions. And I liked the answer and the direction that Peter was taking the conversation, and obviously Peter liked my end of it. So we took it from there. One of the interesting scenarios about this situation is a lot of times when you're a coach and you're going to join a team, the manager's been in place for a number of years and he has an idea of the organization. We're both in it together here, brand new. And I think that's a good thing right now. We get to leave our mark and get to formulate an identity and work towards that together without any preconceived notions of individuals or partners on the D or lines or anything like that. It's brand new. Everybody gets a fresh start, and we'll go from there.
Adam and then Gene.
Todd, Adam Cook from CTV. I just wonder, you've had a lot going on here in the last few days, but I wonder if you've allowed yourself to start even thinking about potentially coaching a kid like Connor McDavid.
I have had a chance to think that, quite regularly. Putting my head down on the pillow in Prague allowed me a lot of thinking time, and especially when your sleep patterns are off. You spend more time awake than sleeping, and we've thought it through a lot. I have never had the opportunity to see Connor play live. Obviously, have had a chance to see him play video-wise, on TV and that type of stuff. But, this is a special player. He has a special skill set that fans are going to enjoy for a long time. But he's still a young man. He's learned how to deal with an immense amount of tension and pressure. But that's at the junior level. It's going to change when he gets to the National Hockey League, and it's our job to make sure that we get the most out of him in a real good environment. Not in a protecting environment, because he's got to learn how to deal with that, but making sure that he is comfortable in his surroundings, taken care of away from the rink. One of the things that I did when I was in Prague was spend some time with Sidney and ask him what it was like as a young 18-year-old coming up that way, and some of the hardships he may have had or didn't have, some of the things that he appreciated, teammates or the organization, that some of the things they did for him that allowed him to blossom. It's tough to be that player in this world, especially in the Canadian market. But Connor will be fine. He'll get what he needs from the Oilers organization, the coaching staff, and his teammates. And he is just one piece on the team. It's going to be about the whole, not individuals, and that's how we're going to approach it.
Gene and Min?
Gene Prince Bay with Sportsnet. Peter and Todd. Todd, congratulations. Peter, when you first got in and started to look at the many things you wanted to accomplish, could you discuss just the importance of coaching stability for the Oilers? And Todd, especially with your longevity in San Jose, just what it takes to have that type of longevity sometimes with one franchise or one team?
Well, by no means is there a perfect amount of time for a coach. I think from the consistent messaging viewpoint, that's important in delivering your message, and from a coaching perspective, he's the main messenger, and I think to have it over time with more or less the same group, I think you'll see that reaps tremendous rewards. Having said all that, I mean there's a lot of stuff in between, not just having a stable coach for a certain number of years. Like, you have to work well together, you have to have a plan, and it has to be laid out and executed. And but Todd's one of the top coaches in the league, and we're fortunate to have him here. And something that goes unmentioned so far is that his work ethic, what I've seen, is tremendous. And and we're going to see that very soon.
And from my perspective, Gene, a couple things. I think that you break the game down into relationships as a coach and tactics. And you have to be able to contribute in both areas so that the players have success. And as far as relationship building, you've got to create a trusting environment, an environment where the players know you can help them and are willing to help them, but also hold them accountable the right way. I do think that today's player and athlete overall, regardless of what sport it is changing. I have a 19-year-old that plays in the USHL. And just to see him interact with his teammates through technology, through their support systems is dramatically different than what athletes were going through 10 years ago. So we have to understand that as a staff. We're not changing it. We have to accept it and work with it. So there's a challenge there. The tactical part of it is very important. You have to evolve, you have to change, you have to figure out where the game is going or you're left behind. And, that's, even as a fan, they want to see you change with the game as well. They want to be excited at a game. They want to, they appreciate hard work, but they want to see goals. They want to see nice plays. And tactically, we have to keep up with the times or we'll fall behind.
Min and Derek.
Min Darrow with CBC. Todd, when you looked at the NHL landscape and just all the options that might have been out there for you, were there any red flags that came up when you looked at Edmonton with, specifically just the kind of the coaching carousel that has happened here? And what was, was anything assured to you as far as with the new regime that, that's in the past and you kind of...
I didn't have to... the past is the past. No one's changing it. Neither of the gentlemen that are up here were involved in the past. I look at Peter's past, if you will, and Claude Julien's one of my best friends. We've been together for many years ago. We were together at a World Junior Championship. We've created a friendship and kept it. And if you're going to find anything out about working with an individual, you go to the guy that's worked with him. And Claude's worked there. He couldn't wait to tell me all the good things about Peter. And I knew that from other people around the league. So, Claude's still working in Boston, and he's not working because somebody didn't want to fire him. He's working because he's a good coach, and he does a really good job, and they found ways to win. And Peter recognized that, appreciated it. The organization appreciated it, and they've kept him going for that amount of time. My responsibility is to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to live up to ownership and management's expectations. I can't do more than that. If I do less than that, then I'll pay the price for it. But I'm going to do everything that I can, have the right staff in place to do that. And I feel that the people around me will give me that support. That's why I'm here.
Derek and then Mark.
Yes, Derek Van Dees, Timmons and Son. Hey, Todd. Just want to ask you about the rest of the coaching staff. Are you going to bring in your own coaches, or how do the coaches that were already on the staff fit in there? And particularly Todd Nelson, is he out, or where do you go with the coaching staff?
Well, I have, right now I've spent three and a half weeks in Prague. About five days before that, I was released in San Jose. So I would be lying if I sat here and said, listen, I've had a chance to sit down with Todd Nelson or anybody else on the existing coaching staff. And what I plan on doing with Peter's support is to take time to make sure that as we build a staff, because it's not one man, it's a group, that we do it properly, that we cover and get the pieces that we need. Do we have to go outside? I don't know the answers to that yet. Todd Nelson and I, him and as an individual, we can talk about him, have a very good relationship. Known him for many years from Saskatchewan. I'd be happy to sit down and talk to him. But, you know, even Todd might have some different, desires himself. He may want to be a head coach in the National League, and he's very talented and can be that. So we have to discuss with each of the individuals what they think they might need and see where everybody fits. And I know by the time training camp arrives, we'll have a very solid staff that will be ready to work.
I'm going to take two more questions from the floor. Mark Connolly and then John.
Todd, Mark Connolly with CBC Radio over here.
Okay, sorry.
Obviously, you had a lot of great success in San Jose on a team that had a lot of expectations. Those expectations maybe fell short a little bit in the playoffs. What do you take forward out of that experience when, you know, often people say you learn more from failure than you do from success. So when you go into this job, what do you think you learn from those failures in the playoffs?
Well, we're not going to talk about playoffs here. We're going to talk about foundation. We're going to talk about creating an identity and building towards it. The playoff part of it exists after you accomplish those regular season things, and we've got work to do there, first of all. As far as San Jose goes, we had a lot of successes in the playoffs, in my opinion. We ended up losing to some very good teams, Chicago, Los Angeles, teams that went on to win the Stanley Cup, and sometimes you get beat by a better team. It's as simple as that. Maybe you're not at the top of your game. Maybe you're short in some areas. Whether it's skill, strength, toughness, but that's what the playoffs are about. You play, you find out what went right, what went wrong. As an organization, you evaluate it and you try and go out and fix it the next year. And we were close. We had really good teams. They still have a tremendous team there. They've got tremendous athletes in that locker room. They'll be a force to be reckoned with, but it was just time for the players and for the coach to refresh, I guess is the best word.
Thank you. One more, John McKinnon.
John McKinnon from the Edmonton Journal. You acknowledge that there'd be painful days ahead, and the fan base here is surfing on 9 years of pain.
Yep.
Can you quantify that a little bit? I realize you're going to nail it down to points or position the same. Can you give me a sense of where this goes?
Well, it's going to go up. That's what the plan is. It's to take it up. It's to take the organization and begin to climb the mountain. And we have to chart our path to begin with. We have to determine what we want to be and how we want to look. We have to find the players within the organization right now, not going outside, but within the organization, and put them in the right spots. With all of that, there's pain. There's nights where we're not going to be pleased, but there's four teams that are playing right now that just experienced that throughout the year, too. They have painful nights. They just have fewer of them. And that's what we're trying to do, is take those painful nights and diminish them throughout the years to the point where we can be at the top of the mountain. But, to come in and say, hey, we're winning a Stanley Cup next year, that's not the case. There's some auxiliary pieces. And what I mean by auxiliary is not on the ice surface that have been added. Bob's obviously been named to oversee everything, Peter, myself. It's an exciting time for all of us, but the product on the ice, the team on the ice, the wins and losses still drive the organization. That's how it is in any team. And we have to make sure that that product and those players are driving it upwards. There'll be hills and valleys, but over time it has to keep going upwards.